What's up, everybody? Welcome to Funeral Nation, episode 260. That is Jeff, the Funeral Commander Harbison. I am Ryan Thogmartin, and we are back, baby. We are back. It's been a few month hiatus, Jeff, because we have been scheming and prepping. And honestly, after 8 years, every week consecutively, we deserve a little bit of break to kind of revamp and figure out where we go from here. How do we continue to rise?
Exactly. And, you know, Ryan, it's interesting. There's been a lot of transition in our period of planning, meeting, scheming. In fact, you're in a new facility there, which may help us quite a bit in your fabulous studio. And so, Ryan, why don't you share a little bit about what we come out for the future of Funeral Nation?
Yeah, so we really looked at what do funeral professionals need? What do suppliers need? Like, how do we encompass the entire profession, cemeterians, everybody, into what we've traditionally done with you know, Funeral Nation has been more news related. And we're not gonna deviate necessarily from that. But what we want to add, we've done a few surveys. C&J has done surveys. Connecting Directors does a yearly survey where we really are pulling what are the problems that funeral professionals collectively are facing. And we've identified those top problems, and we've partnered with a number of different experts in those kind of niche areas of death care that we're going to bring on for bigger conversations. We're going to go deeper. It's not going to be the 2 minute, 3 minute quick little interviews. These are going to be your deeper conversations where we are real-time problem solving what is happening in death care and what funeral professionals need to be focused on, and then what are some of the changes that they can make, what are some of the steps that they can take to help with that. So Jeff, that's where we're going, and I'm really excited because we've got some heavy hitters lined up.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting with the people we've talked to. What we found is there's a void of sort of a centralized place to get basically address issues. And so I'm excited about that long term. We've been around this a long time, and we've got some really good people that are subject matter experts. So it would be almost like having a condensed CEU session or to be at a conference. We have different speakers come in and address certain issues, but we're going to condense that time so it's not an hour long or anything like that.
And no, it's going to be fantastic, and it's really taken some of the playbook that we've used on the Funeral Unconference. The response from that interactive, hey, we want to problem solve, and so you and I have put our heads together, and we are going to problem solve, man. It's going to be fantastic. We've always given great advice through this show, and we've always, but it's been little nuggets, and we haven't really gone very deep into those issues. And we're going to do that. You've got an insane amount of experience and wisdom being on kind of both sides of the coin in death care, being a supplier, being a funeral home owner. You've started companies, you've sold companies, you've done kind of all the things in death care. And then we're going to bring on some other experts. And I know a thing or two, you know, not as much as, you know, I don't have some of the wisdom that other people have, but I got a lot of wisdom I can bring in other areas. So it's going to be really exciting and fun. But you and I are actually going to be together again very, very soon, along with thousands of our other friends at NFDA and
yeah, it's a Super Bowl.
Las Vegas. It is the Super Bowl. And depending on when you're watching this, it may be Monday of NFDA already. Find Jeff and I. So Jeff, will you be in the C&J booth, or are you going to be just like cruising being Jeff?
I'm going to be primarily in the C&J booth. However, I will be seen out and about. Speaking of out and about, Tuesday night is the Kicks and Six party with C&J, where we have a best cigar party on the planet. So if you haven't registered, reach out to me through here on Funeral Nation and make sure we get it to you. But C&J is putting on something that's really there's nothing like it. And I think, Ryan, you're going to come this year and maybe do a little work. We'll work some while we're there.
That's right. This is a time of connection and networking.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was trying to build up to that that story. In fact, I think it's that jacket maybe that you came while we were in Nashville. I invited you to come over. And we were on the inside, and basically what happened, Ryan's not a cigar guy. However, if you're in a room with 100 people smoking cigars, the ventilation was good, but there's still all the other things that come along. So share with everyone what happened when you got back to your hotel.
So, I mean, we were in this let's describe this place. It was a three-story cigar bar with hundreds of people smoking cigars, all in an enclosed building. And so it was like you took your worst college frat party smoky haze room and you 10x'd it. That was the C&J cigar party in Nashville. And so I left that party after about 3 hours, went back to my room. My wife and my kids who have come to NFDA with me for over 13 years are fast asleep because it was probably, I think it was around 1:30 in the morning, and I quietly open the door and tiptoe into the room, and I'm being very quiet. And at the same time, all three of them just shoot up out of bed and are like, "Oh my gosh, what is that smell?" And I smelled so bad from, and they're very sensitive to cigar smoke, so I was summoned immediately to the bathroom where I was promptly declothed. All of my clothes went in the two dry cleaning bags that hang in the closet. They were sealed up. They were stored away in another suitcase. When I got home, it took two rounds at the dry cleaners to get rid of the clothes smell. And my suitcase stayed in the garage for a couple weeks and was Febrezed every day. So, you know, my family loves the C&J cigar party as much as I do because they don't have to go, but they get to experience it when I come back to the room.
Well, the same thing for you. You don't smoke cigars, but you get to inhale the smoke. So you kind of get the same
thing. That's right. I get the both. Really, but for me, you know, the C&J party is one of the most valuable networking gathering events, I think, that happen at NFDA and ICCFA and some of the other conferences that you do this at, because there's something about people coming together collectively for one reason, and it's a cigar party, and pretty much everybody there smokes a cigar. So you have a commonality, and you have a room where you've got a blending of suppliers and funeral professionals. And everybody is just networking, having great conversation. Relationships are being built. Dare I say, deals are getting done in the room as well. So it is an insanely valuable time. If you haven't registered, make sure that you get registered. Make sure you find the C&J booth and get registered there if you don't register ahead of time. But it is super, super valuable. Be there or be square.
That's it. And you know, you said it earlier best. I haven't been to many social events that are quite like this one. Typically, you know, you'll have a certain segment of our profession there. This one goes from soup to nuts. We have everyone. And I'm going to say it seems like all the barriers are down. Is that, you know, that what is there?
Right.
And that's one of the wonderful, I mean, everybody knows I'm a cigar guy, but that's one of the wonderful byproducts of the cigar culture is that when I travel across the country, I'll drop in a store somewhere or a lounge and conversations happen. Everybody's equal and everybody's there and we talk about any subject and it just seems to have a different atmosphere to it. So
yeah,
I look forward to that. We look forward to seeing our friends from C&J. Jamie, the star, will be there, and all of our team, yeah. Rob and James and Michael, it'll be wonderful. So we look forward to seeing y'all, and I look forward to seeing you there too, buddy.
Yeah, I'll be there, and Disrupt is doing something disruptive this year that we have never done before. our booth is going to be completely different than anything that you have ever seen or experienced at NFDA or ICCFA or any of the other conferences. We're taking a brand new approach. So I will be there. You're going to have to find me. You're going to have to come by our booth and experience what we've put together, because I'm pretty excited about it. But I would be in trouble if I, no, I probably wouldn't be in trouble, but I need to mention this, Jeff. My daughter, my 17-year-old daughter, Kyron, just published a 30-day devotional. God laid it on her heart 8 months ago, or actually a little over a year ago, and it was finished 6 months ago, and we found a publisher. And so that book was released last week, and she is actually coming to NFDA. And I only say that not as much self-promotion, but man, my kids have grown up in this profession. This is a family. Deaf care is a family. Almost all of our clients are family-owned businesses, and all of you have watched my kids grow up. I think the first NFDA that my oldest daughter came to, she was 4 years old. So this will be her 13th year of coming to NFDAs. So she will be there. She'll be walking the floor. She's going to have books with her. The book is called Yes to Blessed. It's a 30-day devotional, more centered for Gen Z. But honestly, if you've got breath in your lungs, this devotional is applicable to you. So she'll be there. She's going to be happy to sign some books and take pictures with all her deaf care family that have watched her grow up and can celebrate with her.
I think that's awesome. I'm so proud of her. And, you know, as you said, it doesn't matter if you're Gen Z, Gen X, taking time to self-reflect and have some guidance. It doesn't matter what age you are or the content, it's good for you.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, yeah. Well, Jeff, I'm going to be a day late to NFDA. You're going to be a day early. I'm speaking at NYSAC, the New York State Association of Cemeteries, on Monday, and then we'll be flying directly to Vegas from there. So I'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday. You're going to be there all week, and it's going to be a powerful time, man. I'm glad to be back together with our people.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting. It's a Super Bowl, but it's like a big family reunion. So I look forward to seeing you, and y'all let us know if you need to go to the C&J party. Stop by the C&J booth, say hello, and we look forward to delivering a new Funeral Nation that you'll find even more value in the future.
That's right. Okay, here we go, Jeff. Until next time, keep disrupting.
Out here.